Hello from London. This is Mistress Brighton, your Enchantrix Tease, and today I'd like to talk to you about sensory deprivation. Now, I'm sure some of you are familiar with blindfold domination or blindfold fetishes as a part of BDSM. There is something that excites people and also absolutely terrifies them about losing their sight. Losing control of one of your most important senses, your ability to see. And I know we've talked about this before. There's a company that makes blackout contact lenses that when you put them on, you're completely blind. They completely block your sight. Now, I don't know if I'd be brave enough to try those on someone. I think a good old-fashioned scarf or blindfold would do the trick. But what I've been talking about with the boy toy is, what if more than one sense, more than one of your senses was altered? Like, in addition to not being able to see, you couldn't hear either. And that's what I like about sensory deprivation. Imagine you're in a dark room, and the room is dark because you can't see because you've been blindfolded. And then someone comes along and places some soundproof earmuffs over your ears. And now you can't hear. You don't know who's in the room. You don't know if the mistress is in the room with you. You don't know if there's more than one person in the room. And you have absolutely no idea where the mistress is in the room, what she's doing, what she's got planned for you. She could have you stroke and have 20 people come in and watch and you wouldn't know. Or she could publicly humiliate you and take you out on, like, you know, the street or onto a stage in a theater. And you would be publicly humiliated in front of an audience that you didn't even know was there. I love that kind of mindfuck. Like the old joke, you know, did you get dressed in the dark? Well, what if your mistress dressed you? In the dark. I mean, she could see you, but you couldn't see. So when I return, I would love to hear your blindfold or sensory deprivation fetish. I'm sure you also heard about sensory deprivation tanks. If you've ever tried one of those, I'd love to hear from you too. I'm curious about those. But I hope everyone's doing well, and I will talk to you all when I return. Mwah! Bye-bye.